Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18. And it writes very beautifully. Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesus church, and he says that you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. Hallelujah. I like that. My dear brothers and sisters, if you see the writing of Apostle Paul there, and in verses 16 to 19, if you read an NLT version, Paul says, I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit, when Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong, and may you have the power to understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, in spite of our best intentions, we sometimes still sin. As a result, we feel bad about ourselves. And Satan uses our feelings of guilt and condemnation to make us doubt God's love for us. But if God loved you enough to send His Son to die on your behalf while you were a full-blown sinner, you can be assured that He won't change His mind about you when you are His redeemed but a struggling child. So feeling bad about sin is actually proof that you truly are God's child. When you were born again, you became a regenerate spirit living in an unregenerate body. So when you permit sin to enter your life, your regenerate spirit rises up and says, get that out of here. It's incompatible with who I am. It's not that God does not love you when you sin, but that sin is an unwelcome guest that makes you feel terribly bad about yourself and robs you of confidence towards God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, if you have sinned, the best thing to do is repent, receive God's forgiveness, and move forward stronger and wiser. That's what is the call of the Holy Spirit for you today. So yes, we can grapple with sin, but we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. It is through the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we destroy the power of sin in our lives. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your amazing love in our lives that you have shown. Abba Father, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ for us. Lord, your word tells us that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and we thank you for that. This morning, Lord, we humble ourselves before your presence. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body, and we pray that, Lord, you will have your way with us, in us and through us. Wash us and sanctify us. Cleanse us. Create within us a clean heart, mind, and thoughts, and fill us afresh with your Spirit. That's what we pray, O God. Enable us and empower us to overcome every trial and every temptation in the name of Jesus. This morning, O Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray your blessings will overtake them. I pray that, Lord, you will keep them from the evil one. I pray that you will flourish and prosper them in every area of their lives. Lord God Almighty, this morning I lift up the ones who may be struggling with ill health in their bodies. Today is the day of healing. Today, Lord, I send forth your word of healing into their frames. Right now, right here, in Jesus' name, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. And Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise and we give you all glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.